Welcome our first guest for this afternoon. She is Naomi Goldberg-Haas. She's Executive Director, Dances for a Variable Population. Welcome, Naomi. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you. For those who may not be familiar with the project, what was the genesis of it and the motivation for starting the organization? And I know it's been around for quite some time.
So I want to say, first of all, just thank you for having me on the show. I love your show. This is Malika, right?
Yes.
So congratulations for the show.
Thank you.
So the genesis for the program was to just kind of combat the issue of seeking more movement in our population and the beauty of movement that comes out of dance. And when communities dance together, it's a very special thing. So that's where we all started. That's where we started when we started the program, I guess, over 10 years ago. We started with classes in downtown Manhattan, and then we subsequently moved uptown to Harlem to form a real base of programs up there, and then we moved out into the Bronx and Brooklyn. We are not in Staten Island, but because we don't have a teacher who can go out there. It will soon happen.
Well, I'm sure our listeners' ears are perked by that, and someone will likely be recommended to you, hopefully in a short space in time. With variable being in the title, does that have anything to do with interage, multicultural, multidiscipline kind of
basis for
dance?
It's got to do with all of that.
Thank you.
All of ages and abilities is really the focus.
So
we try and inspire movement among people of all areas. And we are especially excited by when people come into dance who haven't experienced the wonderful gifts that dancing can provide. And when they find, oh gosh, it's so great to move in this way, to move in these new ways and to feel creative and spiritual in your movement and to get stronger and more mobile, that's when we get excited.
There is a tendency, as I'm sure you're well aware of, to sort of have a line drawn in the sand in terms of the age ability of artists who may have been professional at one time in their life. And as you said, those who may not have considered themselves a professional dancer. So being open in that way, I'm sure, makes it very appealing.
Yes. We try and erase that line.
Exactly.
Do
you start each season with a theme, or does it come about through collective input? And how do you choose and select partners, or how do they find out about you?
That's a really interesting question. So we engage professional artists who have been particularly drawn to a certain technique, a dance technique, or feel that there's something that they can communicate within their area of dance to a wider population. And specifically, we ask them, can you distill down in the essence of your technique what anyone could embrace? If it's the essence of what happened in your working with Alvin Ellie, if it's the essence of what you've had working with Martha Graham, we ask, what do you think you could take, any person could take with them that would be moving to them? And I feel like our larger job is to just really figure out ways to inspire people to continue moving and continue moving in beautiful ways. And that's what the crux of the program is.
Well, dance is storytelling in another format.
Yes.
So when I was asking about themes, I was wondering if personal stories, social issues, political issues, things that are making headlines or things that are really connected to people in their personal lives, like form the basis to what the pieces that you'll be doing, for example, at Grant's Tomb. And do you play to a particular audience? And what is it about the work that enables it to resonate with any group of community members?
I think the largest theme is about joy, and everyone can relate to that idea, to celebrate the movement of their own bodies and their own bodies moving with each other. when you come to the performances at Grand's Tomb, you get a sense of inspiration. Think, hey, I could move my friend this way. I could move my family in more ways than I'm doing in my daily life. So I think all the choreographers touch on that idea, how to connect people, how they connect each other and within their own within the choreography.
What I noticed in some of what I read about the company is the places that you go, you know, as you said, all the boroughs, just Staten Island, not yet. But sometimes working in a facility that I'm quite familiar with, which is right on 135th Street in Harlem.
Why don't you come by?
Oh, I plan to. One of the community centers there. I would imagine those directors are very open and receptive to having you.
Yes.
And you see the glint in the eyes of the participants who come there. That's the Kennedy Center that I was referring to.
Yes.
What are there other similar venues that you visit in other boroughs?
Every neighborhood has a different feel, but the neighborhood, it's the Kennedy Center, the Central Harlem Senior Center that is located within the Kennedy Center, is one of our longer programs. We run the program from September through June, and we've been running it there for 4 years now. And that program keeps going. There's about 30 participants in each class. And all of the people who are part of that program have become exceptional performers because we've given them lots of opportunities to perform, and they love it. And we've also introduced them to wonderful guest artists. This year, Shirley Black Brown is working with them. She comes out of George Faison's Universal Dance Theater. George worked with them last year. They are an extraordinary group. I want you to come there. You'll love it.
Oh, I will. Once again, if you've just joined us, this is WBAI Radio, 99.5 FM. I'm Alika Lee Whitney, and I mentioned earlier that co-host Marcia Pendleton is out of town presenting at a conference, and I'll share a little bit more about that before we close out. And online, we're speaking with Naomi Goldberg-Haas, who's the Executive Director of Dances for Variable Population. And as we close, just the details. It's Grant's Tomb on June 16th. Are you doing one or two performances in the time?
We're doing two performances, one at 5 o'clock and another one at 7 o'clock. And we're also doing an open public workshop at 2 o'clock in which some of the guest artists who have choreography within the Revival 2 program will be teaching. And I'll also help assist.
Well, thank you so very much, and I look forward to meeting you. And the beautiful thing about these warm months is the fact that this event is no cost, and you can come.
And Southside.
And it's outdoors, of course. So thank you very much, and
thank you.
I wish you a wonderful afternoon. Take care.
Great. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.